Well, good morning, everybody. We have a few parishioners who have a real large barn full of horses. And a few years ago, I was asked to go out and bless all the horses. I couldn't believe how many there were, and I was very intrigued. I wasn't raised riding horses, and so I got a lot of lessons there, and I always will remember the woman. She was telling me about what to do when a horse gets spooked. And she says, when a horse gets spooked, of course, it begins to panic. And it pulls hard, it breathes real fast, it wants to run. And she said, an inexperienced horse rider will start to scream or yank the horse or strike the horse, you know, which only makes the panic 1,000 times worse. She said, but what you really want to do, if you're riding a horse and it gets spooked and begins to panic, you just want to be steady. You want to be calm. You just want to kind of stay right there close. And little by little, the thing will settle down and the fear will sort of go away. And I was kind of thinking about that because of how a lot of times I think we're like a horse that gets real spooked, and we get very unsettled. We get stirred up. We get stressed out. We get disappointed, and there's uncertainty, and we can, this panic, you know, kind of thing. But our Lord is so good to us in how he deals with us. Like, our hearts are like, we're like feeling like pulled in 1,000 directions, and God, what does he do in the gospel? He just comes right up next to these two fellas. One of them was Cleopas. The other one, some church fathers think, was Luke, St. Luke. But here they are. They're disturbed. They're anxious. They're walking away from the holy. They're fighting with each other. There's this anxiety, this disappointment, like this thing that we thought. And Jesus is so good. He just comes right next to them. And he gently draws near and speaks peace. And slowly, gradually, gracefully reveals the truth of who he is. And I was kind of thinking of that with last weekend too, because remember the apostles were up in the upper room and they were afraid. They were sad. They were disappointed. It was like this cloud, you know. Jesus, last weekend on Divine Mercy Sunday, we heard his first words after the resurrection. He could have chosen to say anything to them. They were a bunch of sinners. Maybe they needed a rebuking, a condemning, you know. They were afraid. He could have, what are you, yay, who's afraid for? He could have lectured them. He could have done anything. But what did our Lord say to them? Peace be with you. He could have chosen to say anything, but he said, peace be with you. Not once, not twice, 3 times. The Lord said it. His first words after the event of the resurrection. Peace be with you. Our Lord wants to breathe his peace. It's a peace that he says the world cannot give. He wants to breathe that peace into your soul and into mine. And we can be all these panicky, anxiety-ridden, all this stuff, like those horses, but our Lord is so good. He knows how to deal with us. He comes close. He comes gracefully to be with us and calms us down. And he walks with us this journey, just like with these two guys in the road to Emmaus. He walks with us. And somebody once asked me, Father, why doesn't Jesus just, you know, be with us like in the form of a man still? You know, 2,000 years ago he was. And I thought, well, that's an interesting question, because like if I had had an experience with Jesus, like in the form of a man, I would hold on to that and I'd say, man, that was really special. But then it would be over. you know? But don't you see the beauty of the bread, the beauty of the Eucharist? He has made known to them in the breaking of the bread that this beautiful gift of the Eucharist means that Jesus is always with us. It's even better. The form that he takes in the Blessed Sacrament in the Eucharist is even better than if once he went into your house and sat down on your couch and talked to you. This is even better because here he's always here in every tabernacle, in every adoration chapel, at every Mass. And I was thinking of this last weekend with those beautiful first communicants. I thought, thank you, Lord, because these children will never have to do anything alone. They'll never have to solve any problem alone. They'll never have to figure anything out alone. They'll never have to do any project alone. Why? Because Jesus will be with them. And that's the message for you and me too, is that we don't ever have to do anything alone. As much as our culture says self-sufficiency is the way, is the king. Who cares? I don't want to be self-sufficient. I'd end up in a ditch in hell. But I have Jesus, and so do you. We never have to ever be alone. We never have to do anything alone. We do it with our Lord, who walks with us, this God of presence, this God of peace. And where we're going isn't Emmaus, but pray God heaven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.